With me in the studio is Dave Lewis, who is the chair of the Ohio chapter of ARSC. That's A-R-S-C. Welcome to Around Cincinnati again.
Hi.
And tell us about this organization.
Well, ARSC, which stands for the Association of Recorded Sound Collections, will be celebrating its 50th anniversary at the upcoming conference next May in Bloomington, Indiana, which is where the first conference was held back in 1966. ARSC is a consortium of collectors, archivists, studio engineers, and people who are interested in the preservation of sound recording.
So this group is a national group with chapters all over the country.
Yes, and I am trying to get one founded here in Ohio because I believe that our recording history, particularly in the Cincinnati, Dayton area, is one of the most extraordinary things that we have to offer, both as history and as experience and outreach. I think it's a terrible shame that so little effort in past years has gone into documenting and studying our local recorded sound history. But really, in the last 15 years that I've been an ARSC member myself, a lot has happened, even in the last couple, with the effort to save the King Records building, with Patrick Feaster coming out from Indiana University to talk to us about the early Ohio Phonograph Company, which operated between 1889 and 1900. Also, I received a grant from ARSC in the early 2000s to do a study of the Rainbow Records label run by Homer Rodehaver, which held sessions in Cincinnati in 1921, nearly 100 years ago. It just shows you how far back we actually go in recording. And although what I've mentioned is just the smallest fraction of what the whole thing is really like.
How many members are in the Ohio chapter?
Just a few at the moment. I just began it literally. I'm hoping to get the word out to folks that are interested in joining the chapter. Becoming an ARSC member is not at all expensive. Attending the conference is a blast. You get to connect with people who love to talk about records and recording, which is my number one occupation, I think. And also, it's an opportunity to find out about things that you might not have encountered otherwise, about Western swing or gospel or classical music or technical matters relating to transferring sound recordings, equipment, anything that you might be interested in. If you're interested at all in recording, you're likely to encounter at the ARSC conference.
And also at the library, once a month, there's a presentation on local music history.
I've been doing it the last Saturday of every month for the past, well, let's see, I guess since 2013. Only recently has these meetings come under the purview of the Ohio chapter, but they are so recognized, and I'm working on getting one of them recognized as a UNESCO National Audiovisual Heritage event. But these talks that I'm giving deal with different aspects of the history of the recording industry and of music in Cincinnati.
You did one on the other King Records in September, didn't you?
Yes, just basically hitting all of the fine points of King Records that doesn't usually get discussed, like their foreign program, their pop music program, labels that they handled that didn't say King Records on the label, of which there were dozens, and also some of the odd projects that James Brown took on in the later part of the label's history.
There won't be a presentation at the public library downtown in December on music history, but there'll be one in January, which sounds really interesting.
Yes, Rebecca Forstie will be doing a presentation on Paul Lawrence Dunbar, who of course is from Dayton, but nevertheless had a large impact on entertainment in America. And also she has explored some aspects of his career of which I've never heard. So I'm really looking forward to that talk. I'm not sure what I'm doing that particular day yet, but I hope it will be something fun and interesting, as the talks usually are.
Were there recordings of Paul Lawrence Dunbar?
No, not him personally that I know of, but I can tell you that some of his poems were recorded while he still lived, and also some of his lyrics were adapted as songs which were recorded.
So coming down to the library on the last Saturday, is that in the afternoon on Saturday?
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it can run as long as 2 hours, but I will assure you it's never boring.
And that's a great place to meet other folks who are into music.
Exactly. Yeah, we've had all kinds of attendees. A talk that I did on Grandpa Jones was especially well attended.
Is that a place where folks can sign up to join the ARSC organization?
Yes. I will give you the full link and information on how to do it.
Okay, that's great. Well, thanks for sharing all this with us.
It is my pleasure. Thank you, Lee.
My guest tonight has been Dave Lewis, who is the chairperson for the Ohio chapter of ARSC. You can find a link to the website at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
Oh, well, she whispered in my ear and gave me such a thrill. The way I started shaking, you would think I had a chill. She had me trembling, trembling all the time. She made me feel so fine when she told me she was mine, all mine. I said she makes me feel so fine when she told me she was mine.